The High Court has called a temporary halt to 153 asylum seekers being handed to Sri Lanka. The interim injunction was granted in an urgent hearing late yesterday. It came just hours after the Immigration Minister confirmed that 41 people from another boat had been transferred to Sri Lanka's military after having their asylum claims processed at sea. The Tamil Refugee Council fears the injunction is too late, that the larger boat has already faced the same fate. And legal scholars say Australia's actions could constitute enforced disappearance. Rachel Brown reports.
The asylum seekers reportedly fled Sri Lanka to a refugee camp in India, then boarded a boat to Australia, which was intercepted off Christmas Island more than a week ago. Solicitor George Newhouse says the asylum seekers are Tamils who are entitled to have their allegations against the Sri Lankan government heard.
These people are in real fear of their lives. Many of them have been subjected to torture and persecution.
The Immigration Minister, Scott Morrison, has admitted another boat carrying 41 asylum seekers has already been handed over after being processed at sea. A Sri Lankan police spokesman says this group will be brought before the court, and anyone found to have left illegally faces 2 years jail and a fine. George Newhouse says it's shocking their advocates have to resort to court intervention.
As far as we're aware, this is the first time Australian courts have had to consider a situation where a government is actively handing over people at risk to their persecutors. It's a very serious act. People's lives are at stake.
Scott Morrison says the boat is not in Australian waters but won't comment further as the matter is before the court. The Shadow Minister for Immigration, Richard Marles, says in the meantime he expects Mr Morrison to abide by the law. But the injunction may already be too late. The Tamil Refugee Council fears the Australian Navy might have already handed the asylum seekers over. The council has tried to give this murky situation a face, releasing a photo of 3-year-old Fabrina grinning in a fairy dress and wings. Fabrina's father is pleading with Minister Morrison to reveal the whereabouts of his little girl and more than 30 other children on the boat. The father has been speaking to the Tamil Refugee Council's Trevor Grant.
Over a week ago, families that were on the boat had sent out distress calls that they might have been in a little bit of trouble, and they spoke to the families, but that was quickly shut down, and we expect that that's because Australian naval vessels or customs people boarded the boat and rendered them incommunicado.
Do you know where the boat was then?
It may have been pretty close to Christmas Island from what we can gather.
And do you have any suspicions where it might be now?
Our worst fears are that these people have already been put into the hands of the Sri Lankan Navy. The father of this little girl said to us, if any of them are sent back, they are liable to be tortured and possibly even killed. He has told us that there's 11 people on the boat that he knows of that have been tortured. Back in 2012, our own Foreign Affairs Department asked the Sri Lankan government, and this was in a forum at the UN, to stop torturing and disappearing people. Now that's a statement of fact from the Australian government that now is sending people back to the same country. It beggars belief.
Legal scholars say they fear Australia's actions amount to enforced disappearance and that the country is falling foul of a raft of international conventions.
Rachel Brown. And the Prime Minister won't say when the government plans to hand over some or all of the 153 asylum seekers to Sri Lanka or whether the Commonwealth will fight the High Court injunction. On the Seven Network this morning, Tony Abbott took a swipe at the opposition and the Greens and what he called their respective activists, accusing them of trying to disrupt the government's policies.
The person who brought this injunction is a former Labor candidate. What I'm focused on is stopping the boats. That is what we are absolutely and constantly focused on, because as long as the boats keep coming, we will keep having deaths at sea. So the most decent, humane and compassionate thing you can do is to stop the boats. I'm not going to comment on what may or may not be happening on the water, but I do want to assure everyone that what we do on the water is consistent with our legal obligations and consistent with safety at sea.
The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott.